Now, medical need is something that there will be issues about, or there can be issues about. I don't want to make it sound as if you're guaranteed to have problems with this. One of the first questions is how much treatment does a person, how much treatment is a person entitled to? And the standard for that has pretty much resolved itself over time. There used to be concepts of basic communication needs or communicate basic needs. There's no translation of that into speech-language pathology principles. Instead, the general speech-language pathology principle for all treatment is to ensure that the person's able to meet communication needs arising in all daily activities. The communication device is simply the tool to do it. We mentioned before the idea that communication to someone about something or taking place in a particular location is not what medical need is about. All daily communication needs need to be assessed and referenced in order to ensure that the person can actually engage in all of those forms of communication and places of communication and conversations. But it doesn't define what whether there's a need, it just defines the scope of the need. And one of the things that is important to remember is that most communication that's oral occurs face to face. But in addition, people may very well communicate by telephone, and it should be something that should be included in your report. First of all, anyone who does have daily communication needs involving the telephone has to have a communication device, right? If they can't effectively communicate orally by telephone, you can't write it out. They need something that generates speech for them. So that's one thing that gets you into speech-generating devices as a tool simply by an identified need. In addition, for funding purposes, there happens to be a non-health-related program that specifically provides funding for telephone access. So that's something else to consider. Let's go the other step of, I use the phrase medical speak. There had been an effort, and there may be again, of tying medical need for communication to communication of medical words or communication of symptom-based information or communication to caregivers. And there's a practical problem. One is that it doesn't translate into the devices. There is no device out there that can limit, that can be limited. There's no switch. There's no thing you can pull off it or turn off on it that will restrict what the device can say. The simplest digitized device to the most sophisticated synthesized device will say whatever you want. A digitized device will be limited in how much you can say because there are time limits on how much recording time it has. But any keyboard-based device, and all synthesized speech devices have access to keyboards, well, you can put the whole alphabet in it. And there's no such thing as a medically related word, because words are contextual, right? Let's talk about just the weather. It's sunny outside. Well, a person can also have a sunny disposition. Okay, those two things also are compatible. They sort of have the same connotation. But do it a different way. Rare enough, it's a blue sky outside in Ithaca in December. But if you're feeling blue, it sends the opposite message. It's the same word, but again, there's no such thing as a medically related word. Heart, you know, he has a lot of heart. Everybody has one. Nobody has more of one than another. It clearly has a different context. And to the extent that you want to be clever, you can make up whatever you want in order to answer that question. If somebody ever says, well, you should do medically related words, my suggestion is the next time you go to a conference is pick up one of the laminated boards with the alphabet on it that Dynavox offers as a giveaway and lay that down in front of the person who's asking that and say, which of these letters don't you need for medically related words? Which one can you pull off? None of them. You can't do that. That's not the way it works. When I first, the very first case I did in 1982, the Medicaid program here in New York said, the person sought a device that was more than they needed because there were only 100 medically related words. Even though there was no device that would generate 100 words and no more. But that was the way that the person spoke. And the solution to that, that ended it and led to the favorable decision was, here's a pad and here's a piece of paper, list them. Tell me what 100 medically related words are, because no matter what they put down, there's always one more. There's always two more, three more, 10 more. So why are these more important than these others? And the answer is they're not. It's just, it's something that becomes a mental process that leads you down the wrong path, but it doesn't lead to anything useful for us, or really anything useful even for the funding agency, because it doesn't tell them how to decide the case other than say no. It's not as if you're substituting one device for another. It's that no device fits because the person can say too much. One other thing, don't use the phrase unlimited vocabulary. Why is that? Because a dictionary has a back cover and it has a front cover. There's only so many words. Nothing is unlimited. Again, it's like assistive technology. It's a phrase that you use without thinking, and you're just asking for trouble.